Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. This is Paulette Young, your host, along with Selena Lindsay. We have another hot topic for you. We're going to talk about CLA. Some people don't know what that is. It's good fat for health. What is it? It's called conjugated linoleic acid. Where is it found? Is there any healthy trans fat? Is there a point where one can consume too much CLA? Why is CLA needed for the body? Why are young people wanting to consume more organic products? Another hot topic tonight with your, I'm your host, along with Selena Lindsay. If you want to, I know there's a lot on the line are listening, but if you want to speak, you have to dial still 858-769-4936 and press 1, and then you'll be on the air around the world. Okay. Hi, Selena.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Hot topic, huh?
Yes, it is a hot one.
And with CNN saying obesity in the United States is at pandemic, that means it's out of control. They were talking as if you can't get it under control. Pandemic is a lot harder to get under control than if it was epidemic. But we can still do something about it rather than cave in to what the news is showing us. All right,
well,
you want to go ahead and start off?
Yeah. I say half of the stuff that they tell us not to eat. Guess what? This is one of the problems.
eating things they tell us not to eat?
Yes, because
yes,
as we get into the show, we'll talk about that. There's a bunch of stuff that even we have talked about on the show, such as canola oil, and I'll get back to some of that as we get into the show.
I have somebody in the 310 area code. You can say your name. If you want to talk, you can, but you don't have to.
Philippa Johnson.
Hi, Philippa.
Hi, Paulette.
Did you know about this conjugated linoleic acid? Anyway, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight.
Okay.
I'm just going to put a background on it. It's a fatty acid found in meat and dairy products. That sounds good. Depends on what the cow's eating. CLA is a polyunsaturated omega-6 fatty acid. It is a trans fat, but it's a natural trans fat. That's the difference. It's the unhealthy trans fat still is no good, or they'll call it industrial trans fat, which is different from this trans fat that's natural in various foods. And then, Selena, you are going to say something about the food product. I know you've already mentioned the oils.
Well, we did an article on canola oil. And what you begin to find out is because of the way they do farming and some other things, and this acid is one of the things that's left out. Although some of the very things that they, I like it, I like the name under another name, which is, of course, omega-6. A lot of the items that are, you start wondering which way is the good and which way is the bad, because the acid itself is usually found in a lot of the good stuff, which, of course, is your nuts, your walnuts, flaxseed, and, you know, other types of seeding, including your red meat and dairy products. But even dairy products, to a marked degree, is some of the same stuff that on one side of the bench they say, you know, don't eat it. And I'm one of the ones that, you know, I'm always using my little declaration that man is the only species running around trying to put their baby or everybody else onto an animal's breast. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's
not,
interesting...
I'm going to play the devil advocate. It's not so much the milk itself. It's what the cow ate. If the cow's eating grain, then, yeah, you have a problem. But if the cow is feeding off of grass, they found that the omega-6 or the CLA or called conjugated linoleic, if I'm pronouncing it right, acid, is good. So that's why you got a lot of the young people going back to or reading into the organic or things that aren't being, not using pesticides and using grass or good grass for the cows to feed off, because all of this omega-6 product that's produced through them, through the dairy, through the red meat, is good, provided you have the healthy, I'm going to call them healthy cows, the ones that are done the correct way, or the healthy sheep or the healthy goat. But when they're eating other products, then you're going to have a less amount of that omega-6, or it's been altered. It's not going to be the same. I have someone in the 323 area. You want to identify yourself or at least say your name?
Hi, this is Andrea from Compton, California.
Oh, hi, Andrea. That's great.
Hi.
Come on. And just step in anytime you're ready to talk. But we're talking about
I never heard of CLA, but I'm glad that I tuned in tonight. Matter of fact, I just found some bottles of omega-3 myself that I got from another company, but I thought I'd used them all up, and that's something that...
Now, we're going to get into supplement versus take the real deal a little bit shortly. I'm not going to do it right at the moment, but and you're going to find that still doing the real deal is better than taking the supplement. But if you can't do it any other way, it's just an item that the body has to have for various reasons.
I just want to say that when I started taking this, and this is the omega-3 fatty acid krill oil, when I was taking it on a regular basis 3 years ago, I have what you call dry skin. My mom used to always call it alligator skin on the bottom part of my shin on down to my ankles. But it's in doing that product every day, it helped keep my skin oily and nice and shiny. Other than that, my skin is like alligator, and it's very embarrassing. I am so glad I tuned in tonight. I have my pen and pad ready and my glasses on, so I won't miss a word.
Could you repeat the product again?
It was
for your skin. Could you repeat the product again?
What I was taking?
Yeah.
It is this is made by Purity Products. Krill Omega 50 Plus krill oil for your skin in the gel tablets.
Oh, okay.
Now, is that sold
in the stores
or are you buying it from an individual?
Individual company, Purity Products, online.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead, Selena. I didn't want to cut you off.
Oh, no.
I apologize. I just wanted to chime in there. Hi, Selena.
Yeah, well, back to how you get what I call the good, bad, and ugly, which... Of course, the good being whereas these animals are treated where they're not eating the grain and they're eating what they're supposed to eat, which is the grass. And some of this holds true because I know a guy that has a pig farm. Well, come to find out what they do is they feed the pig garbage. And like this farm is near Las Vegas. They just go get all the garbage that they want to throw away from the restaurants, and that's what they feed the pig. But when it comes time to butchering the pigs, what they do is then they feed them grain to fatten them up, and they put them on what they call the kill floor. They take them out of the pen and put them onto a concrete surface. And then they feed them corn, and they feed them live water because the pig does not have any veins, and the live water is so-called cleans their system out. And then 2 weeks later, they butcher that meat. So what do you think you're eating?
Not something healthy, that's for sure.
If they are what they
pig ate.
Right, then you're eating that live water too.
Yeah. If whatever
is
going into you. Okay, for some more that have just tuned in, we're on American Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. Some of the others, if you want to speak, you have to call in at 858-769-4936 and press 1, and then you're on the air around the globe. And we're talking about omega-6 fatty acid, which is CLA, or it's called conjugated linoleic acid. It's a natural. People don't realize it's a natural trans fat. You know all the things about trans fat clogging your arteries and stuff like that. For this one, that's not the case if you're not going over the amount. But it's a natural trans fat. And then you have the other bad trans fat, as Selena had mentioned, your corn oils, vegetable oils. And you got to keep in mind, in those oils, they're using genetic modified engineering in order to get it the way it is. And that's not good. And you have industrial trans fat, which is different from this healthy trans fat. CLA is found, where is it found? It's found in beef, dairy products, especially grass-fed animals. It's found in the other animals that are fed, not as healthy, but the effects or the amount is not the same as if you have your grass-fed cow. The amount of CLA is higher in the cows that are fed right versus the cows that aren't. That's why, if we remember as children, I don't know about any of you, but my generation, you didn't see that many heavy kids in the schools and stuff. But this particular omega-6 fatty acid, they're still doing research, but the research that's coming out that it does give you more energy because it speeds up your metabolism inside, which is necessary. So it's one of those healthy fatty acids. They said something like when cows are fed, you know, that's the healthy cows. When they're fed grain, the CLA, or I'll call it omega-6 fatty acid, is lower by 300 to 500%. That's a lot. That's not even a little bit, especially if you're going through the aging process. You're going to need this stuff for your brain if you want to keep your brain active a little bit longer. So the amount of omega-6 that is consumed, they said for women is 151 milligrams per day, and men is something like 212 milligrams. That's equivalent to 3 to 6 grams a day.
And how do you get this, Paulette? Do you get it in a supplement? Do you get it in your diet, in the food that you eat? Or can you get it in a combination of both?
Okay, this is how you can get it. You can get it from supplement, but the disadvantage of getting it, they said, from supplement, it is not coming from natural foods, but from chemically altered linoleic acid that is found in vegetable oil, as Selena had mentioned before. Remember, vegetable oil already have been altered through this genetic modified process that they do, which they already know that's not a good thing. So if you're going to get omega-6 supplements, they don't have the same health benefits if you get it through the normal food chain, a healthy food chain. So the source of this omega-6 is your dairy product, cows, goats, and sheep. Those are the things they're telling people not to eat or not to have
right,
dairy products.
Right,
but
right.
sorry, I'm going to need some Neri product because I kind of want to keep my brain a little bit longer. I want all the things to connect up there, unless you're going to be one of those that's going to get it some other way in natural form. Most people don't. It's a lot of work. I have a classmate who was a vegetarian for almost 30 years. He broke a bone, and the doctor told her why. He says, you don't have enough protein in your diet. That's what caused the break. Because you need protein in order to have muscle support. You lose your muscle support, you can break anything. Mm. So while you're trying to figure out all these other things, unless you're going to be rigid, which most people aren't, you better go ahead and have you some cow meat, some milk, some cheese, because you don't have to consume it in large amounts, but you're going to need it unless you're going to be to get it from other sources. It also aids in fat burning and weight loss. Researchers have found that omega-6 can help fight cancer and in mice. They've already proven it. They've already proven if you have that in your system, it can fight the cancer. Also found that it reduced body fat. But with the body fat part, it said you'll start losing weight maybe for 6 months, and then you may plateau for the next 2 years. I don't know about that one. So they probably need to do a little bit more research on it, or there must be other factors. I don't know. But today in today's news, CNN said that obesity is pandemic. That means it's out of control. That means being fat is out of control. And then in one study that they did on the omega-6, it reduced food intake. So that means you're not eating as much or, you know, overeating, and it increased fat burning. So they've done some research, and there's still research, and it's probably one of the biggest fatty acids that's been studied extensively because of its benefits. And it also stimulates fat breakdown, and it stops fat production. So that's, to me, that's good. I'll tell you, prior to me researching this, I didn't even know that there was a healthy trans fat. But there is a healthy trans fat. Omega-6, one of them. I have someone in the 909, the first three numbers is 218. Did you want to say who you are? You don't have to, but if you want to, you can.
I think when they find out, my dad.
Oh, hello, I can't hear.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah. Did you want to say who you are, or you didn't want to?
Oh, I'll pass. Thank you.
Okay, you can just listen. That's fine.
Okay.
But if you have a question,
you
can always ask a question. Just jump in.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
So it does have benefits. We do need our omega-3. I'm telling you, I'm going back to buying my milk. I'm sorry, I need my brain. My doctor told me I need 2 cups a day anyway. I just got calcium, has my omega-3 in it. If you look at all the organic milk on the shelf at the store, it's got big old thing talking about omega, the omega fatty acid. Let people know it's in there because your kids need it. And I'm wondering, because our cows back in the day didn't eat grain, they fed off of grass. So many things, we didn't have genetic modified nothing because it wasn't invented yet. So I don't know, the schools I went to back east and here, we didn't see as many children overweight as we do today. And so is it because the kids are living sedentary lives, or is it also because the diets aren't the same? Back in the day, we can eat as much as we want. We didn't gain nothing. But our foods were different, too.
Well, we can argue that, I think, all day long, because one of the first things, I believe, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, a lot of people began to notice that young girls were getting breasts by the time they were 8. And most of us that are old women now, such as me, you notice that these young girls that are, you know, 13 and 14, they look like us at 22.
Yeah.
And they're the same size.
They have bodies of full-grown women. And the men,
absolutely,
the boys too. Because,
and that's why
because of the pituitary gland.
And so
yeah,
all of this is the food, the hormones is activating everything, and everything is changing along with the food, because the name of the game in modern society is I want it now. And so in doing that, that's what they've modified in the food so that it cooks faster, so that it looks like the real thing, but it ain't. Haven't you noticed that I don't care how they show you an Idaho potato, but once it's frozen in a bag, it don't taste nothing like a potato out of the ground. And this happens because they tamper with all these different things. It's just like I have friends that love ketchup. I mean, they can't eat anything on their plate without putting ketchup on it. And I'm constantly bringing it to their attention that the only thing you really like is sugar. You don't like that ketchup.
People that like McDonald's fries, they put sugar on their fries.
Exactly. That's how they get them up.
And that's what you're craving.
And all of this is a modification. It's modify, modify, modify. And so these are the reasons that we have fat. We have fat parents. We have fat children. And as they say, it's pandemic. And why is it pandemic? It's pandemic because of the way they've modified food at the root, which is their, and that is the situation certain ones of our ancestors are talking about get back to the ways of old, because if you're cooking, then you don't have time to sit down and eat a sack of potatoes, because you're not going to peel them and you're not going to go through all of the processes that you have to do to be able to do that. You know, if you cook candy, you stop eating candy. It takes too long. Yeah, so all of these things, we have to go back to the way of old, and also that's the way that is better for you. That's the way that you don't get fat, that your body, in fact, is able to recognize what it is, because that's what modern-day science is teaching us, is that they've modified so much in it, your body does not recognize it as anything it can use.
Yeah. So, but a lot of people haven't looked at the healthy fats. There are healthy fats. Omega-6 is one of them, not in large amounts if you have a normal, just like anything else. But with omega-6, it has increased a person's metabolism, and it lowers the risk of cancer and heart disease. So it is something that we should have in our diet daily. You can get it from fish also. We said dairy products and red meats, but you can also get it from fish. Still, everything's done in moderation. You're not overdoing. But, like, sometimes people take those supplements, and if you increase or have a large amount of those supplements, it can cause the side effects is you end up with a fatty liver. It can cause inflammation. It can cause what they call insulin resistance, and it lowers a good HDL cholesterol. So that's the side effects when you're overdoing those supplements, because they'll say, you'll hear things, oh, you can have, you know, 3,000, 4,000. You better think twice when you're taking over the amount. And anyway, with all these modern phones, you can Google it. Or call a health expert, and they'll give you the information. And the three types of omega fatty acids is number 3, 6, and 9. Those are good. And you want to consume the right amount, not over the amount. It's like omega-3, that's what you'll see on the milk boxes of the organic milk. It increases good HDL cholesterol, which is good. It reduces your triglycerides. It lowers the blood pressure, and formation of arterial plaque, because, you know, with all that plaque in those arteries, you know, with a heart attack. It also reduces, it decreases fat in the liver and inflammation. And the good thing is that all of you listening on the live want done, it increases brain function. So you need your brain, especially if you're going through getting a little bit older. You see some people are 90 years old and their brains are so sharp, you better believe they got your omega-3s, 6 and 9 in their diet.
Oh, that's well,
some of them have some things that we never heard of before. When you and I were kids, who had Alzheimer's?
No, they just, well, they did slow down. But I don't remember any adults in my life that have what no, not the Alzheimer's, no. But the food
and who had dementia couldn't remember their own name, much less where they are.
Yeah. But that's why you have these nonprofit groups that are watching what's happening to our food, and they've been very good at alerting the public of what's happening. Because without, and there was one that started in 2008 as he watched the genetic modified seeds. Forget the food part. The plant hasn't even grown yet, but you don't change the seed. And the corn ain't the corn anymore. I mean, they call it corn, but it's been genetic modified. You still can get foods that aren't like that. That's why there's a big cry, to label things. We're in the United States, and they don't have to label. Labeling law comes up. And they,
when you start talking about good and what is not, the people have to, again, it's called education. You really have to get that Google thing out, and you really have to educate yourself because, and what I'm talking about can be as simple as talking about grapes. People love seeds as grapes, but they don't understand. Anything that does not produce its own seed is genetically modified.
Right. Don't take away
and that's
my
going
grapes,
into
girl.
Our systems.
I just
yep.
bought some
yep.
red ones.
Because everything God made, everything the way it is naturally, it reproduces itself.
Yeah.
If
well,
it has no seed, and especially like your seed with watermelon, all that stuff.
There you go, Selena. We grew up with watermelon that had seeds in it, grapes that had seeds in it, and everything else. And then you realize, who complained that there were so many seeds that, okay, well, let's just take the seeds out. That's just, is it
well,
convenient?
Not only that, they made it yellow. They made a yellow meat watermelon.
That was genetic modified?
I don't know if I've seen that yet. That sounds kind of scary.
But it sure is good.
Yeah, all
tomatoes
of that
don't taste. Tomatoes don't taste like tomatoes anymore
because they're genetically modified. Just like they're doing. Excuse me, the weed. The weed is not the weed that the Indians had. What these jokers are smoking on the street is loco weed. They can call it. They're making CBD oil all they want to. This stuff ain't natural.
Right. It's not.
You understand that they're modifying things, making it the way they want so it has the strongest potency. That ain't got nothing to do with nature.
Well, the bottom line is you have to pay a little bit more for the healthy stuff. You don't pay a little bit more for the healthy stuff, then you got to take your chances. And the older you get, you still have to worry about cancer. You don't have to have cancer for 70 years, and then all of a sudden, here's cancer. So you got to constantly be cautious about what you're putting, the types of foods you're putting in your body. And you have to constantly be reminded, have I had my vitamins? You know, the food. Have I eaten the foods that contain your omega 3, 6, 9 fatty acids? If your answer is no, you're setting yourself up for brain not to function the way it should be. Just because you're a certain age don't mean the brain has to go. you got to eat. If you're one of those people that eat once a day, you get older, that sugar ain't going across that brain the way it should. And if it doesn't, that's an early sign you can end up with dementia or Alzheimer's, because the brain has to have sugar in order to function. I'm not talking about you got to have a lot of sugar, but it does have to have sugar. It's not something the body, the brain can do without. It's only a small amount, but nothing in, nothing out. It's like your car. You put no gas in it, it's not going nowhere. The brain works the same way. Unless you put something in it, it doesn't function the same. Try it. Try to go to bed and wake up in the morning, spend your whole first 6 hours with no food. Your brain's not functioning the same. Can't, because it has no gas. And sugars can count that as a gas. Your omega 369, you can count those as gas foods. The brain has to have those things. Your whole body. So keep the body healthy and not sick. Because I've seen and talked to people 90, 92. Their mobility is great. Their brain, the way they talk and function, you know, like a 40-year-old or 50-year-old. But why? If you look at their diet and they exercise, and just walking is exercise. But they do things to keep the brain stimulated. Because you don't, you lose it. You may not like reading, you better read. I don't care if it's a newspaper or a magazine, you're losing connection. You don't like being around people, you better be around people. You got to have something to stimulate that brain, and it gets you out of things too. And because to isolate, be by yourself, oh, that's a no-no. Especially for brain function. Okay, for those that are still joining, we've been talking about the omega, mainly the omega 6, but you do also have omega 3, 6, and 9 fatty acid and its value for the body. We also mentioned about the supplements, which is better. It would be better that you take it naturally through your foods, like your dairy products, through your meat. Instead of supplements, you can go ahead and take supplement, but it's not going to have, it's going to be 300 to 400% less effective. That's a lot. And it, I didn't say 60 or 20%. 300 to 500% less effective. So you want maximum effectiveness for your body. You want to try and, because everyone's busy trying to fight cancer not to get it. And if they have it, they definitely have changed their diet. If they haven't, that's not good. Normally, most physicians will tell them to change the diet and how to eat, at least, so the body can become somewhat stronger in fighting anything that's, you know, come into the body. But how about just keeping that stuff out of the body altogether by doing the right thing now? You can start now and do the right thing, and it will make a difference. You feel a difference, even yourself. Anyone wanting to talk again, it's 858-769-4936, 1, and then you'll be on the air around the world. Okay, does someone else want to talk? Go ahead or ask a question.
Also, too, I can't stress enough about organic food, because one of the other things, again, I stress education, because from one of the few things that I do, such as trucking, I learned a lot about how they process so-called good food and still call it organic. And one of the things was we used to haul strawberries from up north, Salinas area, to New York, the Bronx, the East Coast. And these strawberries, they load them on the truck. When they put them in there, they're green, just like they do tomatoes. They're green. And when they get them to the other side, they gas them with ethylene oxide to turn them red. That's why the tomato is firm in the store, because it cannot travel as firm without bursting in its right form. And so people think they're getting something And so it's better that you get your things from local farmers or local places that sell fresh fruit than to buy this stuff, because this stuff has a lot of stuff going on to make it look like. And these are the things that I believe are getting into our system, these types of ways of tricking us, so to speak, for the one thing, to make money.
Yeah, that's why farmers markets are so popular in different areas. I know in the Inland Empire, they have a farmers market almost every, almost you can find one in one of the areas every day. You have Pomona, Chino Hills, and then going back to San Bernardino. Places like Kaiser, the large Kaiser, started allowing the farmers to come in on certain days. It's either Thursday or Friday. You can always call your local Kaiser and see if they have the farmers coming in. I know up in the Fontana area, they'll come in on a Friday. And then you have, that's not Riverside, but it's where Loma Linda is. Loma Linda, they come in on a Thursday. So because everybody's doctors want their patients healthy, and they want them to be able to have access to the healthy products. And a lot of the farmers aren't using chemicals. Some of them don't even dare use genetic modified seeds or any of that. And if you ever switch to having the fresh stuff that came off the farm, you'll notice there is a difference. There's a difference in taste. At first, I didn't believe it all. They're charging maybe 50 cents more, but what is that? Even if it was a dollar more, what is that compared to being healthy versus coming down sick? I'd rather give up that dollar or that 50 cents to have something that's better for my body. My body recognizes it, and I end up not getting sick.
Yeah, in fact, you and I were talking before the show, and we were both stating that sometimes it's better to pay the higher price, and I was saying that it actually really is better to pay the higher price, because we don't have enough sense to understand we are paying a higher price. When you fail to buy good things for your body and relating to other things we said on the show, then you're not putting the best fuel into your body. And so what happens is you end up going to the doctor for blood pressure pills, which cost you $360 a month, when you could just buy better food to begin with.
Right. Because if you eat right, then some of the things that exist right now for you changes. I know we don't have a lot of minutes left, and I wanted, Philippa, can you promote the upcoming conference that's coming up on March 4th through 7th?
Yes. I'd like to inform everyone about the Fathers and Families Coalition of America Conference. It's an annual conference. Will be held March the 4th through the 7th at the LAX Hilton. And the focus is fathers, fatherhood, and families. In the morning, they'll have what they call talk presenters, sort of like TED Talk. And then in the afternoon, they will have individual workshops. And the topics are varied as it relates to family life, but we've always had excellent presenters who've given practical advice as well as advice that could help you build a stronger bond with your family as well as with your community. So you're welcome to attend, and you can go to our website, Fathers and Families Coalition of America. And this will be our 20th year of having a conference. And it's really focusing on practitioners, people who work directly with families or work with fatherhood programs. And it gives them some skill and knowledge development around that area. We also have fathers coming to the conference and getting information about about their role as fathers. And then on Tuesday evening, we're going to have a reception, and we'll have authors there with their books to share their books. And then on Thursday evening, we're going to have a gala event where we're honoring couples that have been married for any number of years. I know I nominated a couple that had been married 55 years. There's also, we're honoring fathers who have gone over and above their role as fathers. So that's a very nice event, and we're really looking forward to having a nice gala. So it's a once-a-year event, and it's going to be March the 4th through the 7th of 2019.
Okay, thank you, Phillipa. And
thank
then,
you for the opportunity.
Oh, yes, this is so needed. In light of what's happening in our country, we need strong fathers for their families. Selena, you want to go ahead and mention some of the others that you do in the Empire and all over the place, really? Go ahead.
Okay, we're going to start off with number one, VeteranCareSolutions.org. This particular nonprofit is run by LaShonda Jones, and primarily what they do over there is she works with veterans. She has housing that is available for veterans. In addition to that, she is a consultant that basically on any level, any of your questions or places to go or what to do for a veteran, you can call LaShonda Jones at area code 909-329-8288. Again, the name of the organization is VeteranCareSolutions.org. That is the website, which will give you the information for all of the pertinent data, such as address and phone number. And again, that phone number is area code 909-329-8288. The second organization I like to talk about, it always gives me a tongue twister, is called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. And this organization is run by Kathy Braxton. And they are currently located at 290 East D Street in Colton, California. And they're there on the fourth Saturday of every month. You can reach Kathy by calling area code 562-313-0041. Again, the name of the organization is called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired, and it's run by Kathy Braxton. One more time, the phone number, area code 562-313-0041. The next organization is an organization in which I am also an executive director. In addition to that, Paulette is usually there doing healthcare consultants. This organization is called Sowing Seeds for Life. Sowing Seeds for Life is located at 1350 Arrow Highway in La Vergne, California. Primarily what we do there, we're the second largest food bank in Southern California, and we do a lot more than food. Everything from clothes, shoes, education, and again, I repeat, Paulette is there usually doing healthcare consultants, telling them some of the same stuff that we're talking about on the radio and providing information to constituents that are there to keep your family healthy. If you'd like to volunteer or you'd like to donate, please call Fran Robinson at area code 909-293-7735, extension 232. Again, the name of the organization is SowingSeedsForLife.org. That is our website. It will give you the phone number and the address. The next organization we want to talk about is called Bright Prospect. Bright Prospect is located at 1460 East Holt Boulevard in suite number 74. They're located in Pomona, California. And the number there is 909-623-9007. And Bright Prospect, what they specialize is working with low-income students and helping make sure that they get through college in whatever needs or concerns that they have. You can go to their website, which is www.brightprospect.org, and again, it will re-give you the phone number and the address and what it is that they do. The next organization I'd like to talk about is called Helping Hands Heart Ministry, and they are also located in Pomona. Primarily what they do also,
is they feed the homeless. And believe me, they do one heck of a job. And the phone number over there is 909-730-5313. Usually, if you'd like to possibly be able to donate or volunteer, please give them a call. At the closing of every show, I like to always throw in my own opinion, which goes something like this. I am pro-poor, interacting with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity. I have a belief in fishing rods rather than fish and implementing sustainable environmental practices. I believe the changing behaviors that contribute to poverty is the way out. I am Selena A. Lindsay, and I thank you for listening to our show and look forward to having you with us on our next show with our next hot topic.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone that participated and the listening audience. Thank you. We'll be back on the air next Monday, same time, 8 p.m. Pacific time. And if you want to be a part of the audience and talking, you would dial in 858-769-4936. Press 1, and you're on the air globally. You don't have to talk if you don't want to. You can just listen, or if you have a question, you can always ask the question. This broadcast will be posted on the Healthcare Consultants Facebook page, where all the rest of the broadcasts have been posted also. So you can always hear the whole broadcast again, or you want to listen to some of our past broadcasts, it's up on that page, Healthcare Consultants. Up on Facebook, you'll see my picture, and you'll see a red and white heart. Then you know that's the page. Like the page, and you'll, you know, get information all the time. All right, thank you, everyone.
Good show.
See you.
Good night.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Thank you.